foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview.
Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
And Janie, we're talking about faith, facts, and feelings, and how we can get our faith established in our feelings, which gives us a weak faith, or we can put our faith in the facts of the truth of the scriptures, which gives us a solid foundation for our faith. And I know probably over the past couple of years, we've been enlightened to the fact that many of us, at least here in America, have put our faith in the facts that we thought were solid, that we're one nation under God.
Okay.
We've put our faith in trusting in a government that follows the Constitution. And now all of those facts are changing.
Things are changing. And so you've brought up an excellent warning that the Lord has given us a solution for. Because, you know, Sharon, our faith can't be in ourselves. We are pretty sure that we will fail and mess up. Well, maybe if you're full of pride, you can be deceived. But if you it's are not really searching, all right, you know you can't trust yourself. And I really, as much as I love you, Sharon, I really can't trust you. You might steer me wrong someplace. On the other place, sometimes I need to listen to you. But I can't also, as you mentioned, put my faith into a creed. Right. As much as I want to trust our Constitution, they're changing that which we thought was really unchangeable.
Yeah.
All right? So we have to realize that there's really only one place that we can have absolute trust that our faith can rest on, and that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because as we mentioned the last time we met, he says, I don't change.
Right.
So what I have said, I must complete. I must, as God Almighty, perform it. Because my character says, I am faithful.
Right.
I change not.
He cannot go against his character, his own self. So we have to keep that in mind. But you know, Janie, I think a lot of times the reason why we put our faith in feelings and not in the facts, besides we're not being students of the word, we really don't understand the cross and what Jesus did for us on the cross. That position in Christ, as Romans 6:6 says, that we are crucified with Christ. That's a fact that we don't base our faith in because we don't know it.
That is so painfully correct. And there's a phrase out of a song that says, I will weep no more for the cross that he bore, but I will glory in the cross. Now, that was written by a popular Christian vocalist who had known devastation in her life. Those kind of words don't come out of somebody who is just enjoying the good life.
Right.
All right?
Right.
But stop and think, Sharon. I will weep no more for the cross that he bore. We see the agony. We see the trauma. We see the death. We don't see that was the event that brought the most glorious freedom, the most wonderful eternal hope that gives us our purpose of why we are here on planet Earth. It's the glories that the cross is bringing.
Wow.
But we don't see the glories. We see the agony. And what do we do?
We weep, our feelings exposed.
And we run from it.
Uh-huh.
And if somebody tries to tell me to concentrate on the cross, even the cross that the Lord told me to bear myself, not his, mine, I'm irritated, aggravated.
Well, it brings feelings of emotion to see our Lord and Savior die for us.
Because we see him as vulnerable, and it really is
hard. We forget that he laid down his life for us, that we would be free, that we would be reconciled.
And if we would look at that, if we would look at that from the eyes of the greatest event, the greatest physical manifestation that we will ever see this side of the grave is love that sacrificed and made itself known on the cross, dying for us. We could not possibly have gotten out of hell and into heaven without that sacrificial love.
Yeah.
And if we knew nothing else about the cross, we could glory in the fact that it is the tool, death, that brought life.
Right.
And Sharon, the Lord made that so plain to us in nature. We have death every season. It's called fall going into winter.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that death, there is spring and summer. There's new life. The Lord gave it to us in very simple ways that we could see.
Well, a seed going into the ground dies.
For what purpose?
To bring forth fruit and life.
Exactly.
Right.
So the Lord's saying, people, please, if you can't understand the glories of the cross, look at how I have created life.
Right. Right.
And I also, Sharon, in some ways, if we know the Lord, should take the fear out of us moving into the shadow of death, because we're getting ready to meet the Father face to face.
Well, and I think sometimes because we're focused on the death of Christ that saved us, he died for our sins. And if we always hear that repeated over and over and over without any other facts along with that, then when we see that he died on the cross for us, then when we see him going through that suffering, we know that that's suffering that we should have bore.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes a place that we don't want to go back to. We don't want to endure the feelings and the emotions that that act brings. But if we glory in it, and realize all that it gave to us, that reconciliation, we can now go into the Holy of Holies. We can now bow a knee and be in the presence of God. There are so many benefits that we receive beyond just our salvation, getting out of hell and into heaven, that the cross did for us. And when we can glory in those things, then those are facts that we can base our faith in.
You know, we glory in the fact that we have access to the internet 24/7. We can go there any time of the day and get all the filth and perversion and lies and myths and emotions that we want. But Sharon, we can go into the presence of God in the throne room 24/7. There's no pain that hits you at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's the agony in your spirit, that we are left abandoned. We can go to the throne room where he promises to give us help in the time of trouble. And it says in Hebrews 4 that as we study the word, it gives us the discernment to know right from wrong.
Yeah.
What's the purpose? So we can go into the throne room and get the help that we need. We don't have to stay confused on what's wrong when the throne room will give us guidance on what is right.
Yes.
Now, I'll take the throne room over the internet any day of the week because I can trust the fact that the throne room will offer me better counsel, hope, solutions than what the internet ever could.
You know, Janie, it seems like that the throne room is the last place we go when we have a question or we're emotional or whatever. We go to the throne room last because we forget that God really does care about every aspect of our life.
Well, 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you." There's no detail too small, but that He doesn't want you to come and make it known to Him.
And I think if we look at our unknowns today in our nation, where we're bamboozled by the fact that all of these things are changing that we never thought would, that we question whether God cares about us.
And what a great thing to request in the throne room. Jesus, you said that you loved me so that I can love you.
Right.
And now in the throne room, Jesus, thank you, praise you that Jesus loves me.
It's a sad thing to see that we have built our faith on feelings and facts that are now changing.
And that is why fear is dominating us. And now we want to deny that that fear is not having an effect on our health, Sharon.
Oh, yes, it is. And when we can recognize that we have done that and repent and turn back to the Lord, I think that we are going to see some really great things going on. We have to make a choice individually to turn to the Lord and base our faith in the facts of the Scriptures. And that's why Mentoring Matters. Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, with resource materials available for the journey at sharonhearts.org. That's SHARIN hearts.org.